I'm not every woman, but I'm going to be very happy to be a woman today and stand next to Justices Janet Protasiewicz, Rebecca Dowlett, Justice Anne Walsh Bradley, Justice Jill Karofsky, and of course, Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Love it, love it, love it. I also have some good news to share with you all. The Brewers take it over the Kansas City Royals in extra innings. That game just concluding moments ago. Y'all know I love me some baseball. Final score in that matchup, 3-2. So the Brewers on the upswing as well. Nothing but good news for the state of Wisconsin. I'm joined this half hour by three fantastic female Democratic leaders. We've got Kathy, co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party, Wisconsin, Nancy, chair of Marathon County Democratic Party, and Marcia Steele, chair of the Winnebago County Dems. Woohoo! It has been a fantastic afternoon. Ladies, I wanted to cue in to this next question, right? As we celebrate, I think the next natural issue is, how do we keep this momentum going? We saw a breakthrough moment from Senator Cory Booker. We then doubled down on that with the outstanding double-digit victory by Susan Crawford, victory by Jill Underley, and historic improvements in two ruby red Florida House special elections as well yesterday. Great momentum. Marcia, how do we continue to capitalize that? How do we get the message out to voters that they have a voice, we have something to say about our moment today?
How do we get our message out? That's a great question. I feel that the message that you send out to people, I feel, are kind of like what our county party meetings are about. If you bring people in and you give them that, you know, you don't have a lot of times in the grocery store to talk to people or keep them engaged. I, like we were talking about before, there was a girl I stopped and I had my resist button on. She said, yay, yay, yay. And I said, well, you know what this is for? Yes. And I said, you want to come down to the headquarters? It's right down there. I was getting coffee. Next thing I know, she's knocking doors. So I think it's just kind of things like that. And now all these people have seen a victory. They've seen that we, what it takes to do a victory. So to keep them engaged, I think, is still to keep them with the verbiage they need to go out and to continue to talk to their neighbors. You know, like every time someone would say, I'm really interested, say, hey, you want to come to one of our meetings? You want to come to this protest? Mm-hmm. You want to? So I think a victory, usually it's like if you lose, you think, oh, that's when everybody's going to come and want to help. I find that really wasn't all that true. The victory, especially now, gives people that light that I think was so far in the future that they're going to, we had people stop in the office today and donate money and time again, and just other things, people that we haven't seen before. So that's what I think.
And here's the specific call to action, the ask that I want to give to each and every one of us that are listening, each and every one of you out there listening to me and Marcia and Kathy and Nancy celebrate today. That means yesterday's work is done. It means today's work is continuing and tomorrow's work is going to be there for us to accomplish. And it requires each and every one of us to do something that actually makes us uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That is the extra secret sauce. It means having a conversation that you might not want to have, saying, hey, you know, that's not true. Can we talk about that? Are you open to having a conversation? Hey, I'm not an expert, even if, you know, if you feel like you don't know everything about something, but like, that's not what I understand to be true. Hey, I get social skills, whatever it is, get out of our comfort zones. Maybe call up the Winnebago County Dems. Maybe call up Wood County Dems, Marathon County Dems, and get involved. Start to have some of those conversations. Get out of our comfort zone. The moment demands that of each and every one of us. Nancy, let me ask you this. Donald Trump from the Rose Garden in the last few minutes is announcing retaliatory tariffs and tariffs at a level that may end up making life more expensive for the vast, vast majority of us. How do you think we can use this moment, the Trump terror tariff tax, to help connect with people and let them understand they have something to say and do about what's going on in this country?
It could be multifolded, but I'll tell you what. We celebrate today. The work starts again. This Saturday, nationwide, we're having the hands off. And here is one of the topics right there.
Right.
And I think it can also be a conversation starter where you can, you know, say to somebody, wow, yeah, I always thought we had a good relationship with Canada. What happened?
Right.
Because I don't think there's too many people that could argue that.
Yeah, if we treat our allies like this, correct. Kathy, tell us more about the hands-off protests that are happening this Saturday, April 5th, across the country and how people can get involved.
So you can actually look up the hands-off locations by going to handsoff.com. And there's a big map of the whole United States. You can hone in on your zip code, find out areas that are hosting an event close to you. Yesterday, we are having one in Marshfield at 11 o'clock on Saturday. We've got two speakers. We've got music when we're going to do a march. And then I connected some women over in the south part of the county in Wisconsin Rapids. They actually started talking. Now they're organizing down there so people don't have to drive so far. And so it's all happening. And look it up online. You should be able to find a location or call your county chair.
Folks, that is Kathy Rulka. She is the co-chair of the Wood County Democratic Party. Ladies, it has been such a privilege and pleasure to have you all here. I hope all three of you come back soon so we can continue this discussion. Folks, if you're interested in participating in this upcoming protest on Saturday, the hands-off protest, hands off my Social Security, my Medicare, my Medicaid, hands off my car, stop taxing the middle class. All that, we're going to put the website in our show notes for today. You can find that at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you so much, Marcia Steele, Kathy Rulka, and Nancy Stensel. Have a good V-Day, ladies. Folks, I'm going to come back with more discussion of these big wins for democracy and Democrats right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What do the Trump terror taxes mean for you? All that next.